This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to welcome you into another hour of Auto World, and thank you very much for being here. My name is Bob Long, and this hour we're going to be focusing a lot on motor oil, kind of a motor oil 101 with our great supporter and expert. This gentleman has more than 25 years worth of lubrication experience. He is a lubrication expert, and he's got a wonderful website. It's called thelubepage.com. Dan Watson is one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America, so he sells all over the place. And the number to get a hold of Dan is 800-370-2986. 800-370-2986. And anytime, he welcomes emails as well. DanWatson@thelubepage.com. DanWatson@thelubepage.com. We're going to be taking your calls and questions. We're going to be watching the email a lot. So if you have a question about your specific vehicle, whether it be a gasoline-powered vehicle or a diesel-powered vehicle, if you have a question about anything in the realm of AMSOIL, we would love to hear from you. So drop us an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. And just for a little bit of fun, we'd like to have fun here on the show. We'll throw out a trivia question. Bob Seger, who I have had the pleasure of meeting, he's a car guy. His saxophone player, Alto Reed, is a close friend of mine, and it was a number of years back, but I had an opportunity to travel a little bit with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band back in 2011, and definitely enjoyed that experience. And I'm going to throw out a trivia question about one of Bob's songs. One of his more famous songs is from the album of the same name. It's called Night Moves. And in that song, there is a reference to a particular backseat of a certain vehicle. What is the lyric? Out in the back seat of my blank, blank. It's the year and make of vehicle. You can dial us up at 855-660-4261. And if you come up with the correct answer, Warren Tracy, the owner of the Busted Knuckle Garage, is going to slide a nice prize for you in the mail. And take advantage of the opportunity to pick up a really cool prize. Bob Seger's famous song, Night Moves, has the line, out in the back seat of my blank blank. It's model year and it's a make of vehicle. Right now, let's go to the CEO of thelubepage.com, our good friend Dan Watson. Dan, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Oh, it's great to be back, Bob. You know, it's always good to be on the radio, and it's good to be on the Auto World.
And you're such a wonderful knowledge base when it comes to all things synthetic between you and George Douglas. I mean, we have a lot of years of experience. I know George has more than 35. You've got more than 25. And come from a very interesting background in U.S. naval nuclear propulsion. Tell us a little bit about those years of your life and how you first got introduced to synthetic fluids.
Well, my experience in the Navy was I was an 18-year-old kid, and I joined the Navy, and, of course, you know how the recruiters are. He asked me if I wanted to volunteer for submarines. I said I saw the movie Run Silent, Run Deep. That's as close as I've ever been to a submarine. he said, well, that'll do fine. So they got me into submarines, and then I went to Admiral Rickover's Nuclear Power School for to be, actually, I was an electrician's mate, and my job on the submarine was in the propulsion plant. That's where I did my work and stood watches and became familiar with the nuclear power plants and all their functions. And then, of course, being in submarines, I also had to learn about all the stuff, including the hydraulics and the lube oils and everything associated with it. We sort of cross-trained on everything. And so my basis was good. My background was good. The Admiral's Nuclear Power School was really involved with heat transfer and fluid flow and chemistry and physics and radiological control. So I got a really good fundamental engineering education from the Navy. And then about halfway through my Navy career, I was a chief petty officer, and I was kind of restless and trying to decide whether I was going to get out and go to work in one of the big civilian nuclear power plants or what I was going to do. And so I put in for a commissioning program and figured, well, if I'm going to stay in the Navy, they'll commission me. If I'm not, I'll get out and go to work for Duke Power or something. And so sure enough, they picked me up and commissioned me. So I spent the next 11, 12 years really in heavy-duty submarine repair. I shifted over to the side where you got to fix them and make them work and all that kind of stuff. And it was very, very interesting work because they're extremely complex machines, and it takes an awful lot of manpower and effort to keep them at the tip-top operating so that when they go out, they can not only survive diving and surfacing, but they could actually be prepared for combat if that became the issue. So, yeah, the Navy was quite a ride, so to speak, and I spent about 23 years in the Navy.
Wow.
And, retired from the Navy as a lieutenant commander, which was after going in as a boot camp as a as a kid at 18. That was a lot more than I expected to happen.
That's great. I get a lot of questions. As a matter of fact, we've got a couple filtering them right now about the weights of motor oils. And going back, when we were using more mineral-based motor oil, it was not uncommon to see 10W30, 20W30, 20W50 even for racing oil. But it's a whole new ball game today with all the sophisticated engines, all the sophisticated power plants, and a lot of the OEA, the original equipment manufacturers, the car companies, are requiring a different type of weight of oil, and some of our listeners are going to be surprised about some of these weights. I understand there are not only 10W weight oils, but there are 5W weight oils, and there are even 0W weight oils. Tell us about these synthetic oils.
Well, one thing I would mention is that if you want to talk about oil getting thin, Honda's now starting to import cars into the United States. I should say export into the United States. And we're importing them. And they're going to have 0W16 as their engine oil.
Wow.
We're starting to talk about some oil that's like Singer sewing machine oil. You know what I mean? So, no, these numbers take a minute to understand, but it's important for our listeners to know what these numbers mean. On that bottle you're looking at, it says it's a 0W30, a 5W30, a 10W30. Maybe even, like you said, a 1040 or a 2050. Now, what does all that mean? Well, the second number in that is what we call the operational viscosity. Now, viscosity can be thought of as the ability of the oil to flow. The higher the number, the more resistance to flow. A 60-weight oil has a lot more resistance to flow than a 30-weight oil. Okay? So,
absolutely.
I hear that.
Hold it there.
We'll probably have to answer this after the break.
Yeah, that's right. We'll do it full justice. We'll find out all about all these numbers and weights from Dan. And if you have a question, shoot us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com or 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Saki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Hey everybody, thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Dan Watson is with us from the Lube page, thelubepage.com. And Dan is a lubrication specialist with more than 25 years experience. And before that break, we were just starting to get into the explanation of what do all these numbers mean. There's 10W30, there's 20W30, there's 5W20, there's zero weight oil. Dan, you just told us about Honda. These numbers could be really confusing. So once again, why don't you start at the beginning and tell us a little bit about what the numbers mean.
Well, the important thing to understand is those numbers are referring to the ability of the oil to flow, and that is called viscosity. And if something is viscous, real thick, it would be molasses. It would be a really viscous, high viscosity. Water would be a low viscosity, thinner fluids that would flow real easily. Now, obviously, how well a liquid flows is affected by what temperature it is. Okay, molasses might flow okay at 150 degrees. It might not flow very well at 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, so those are the things we're keeping in our mind of what we're trying to say with these numbers. Now, the second number in oil where it says 5W30, for example, the second number, the 30, is a measurement at 212 degrees. All of the second numbers, whether it's a 30, 40, or 50, or a 20, they're all measured at the same 212 degrees, okay? And that's in order to tell us how this oil responds at a higher temperature. How does it flow? How thick is it at that higher temperature? Now, the first one, the one that has a W next to it, 0W, 5W, 10W, 15W, 20W, if you just make the connection that the W is, just say it stands for winter rating, okay, because those are all numbers that are tested at various cold temperatures, and why I say various, whereas we test the operational viscosity all at 212, we test the first number, the W number, at different colder temperatures, and that's because we're trying to determine how well an oil can flow at startup in very cold weather, because it's got to move still in that engine, and it's got to allow the engine actually to have enough revolutions to start up, so it's got to perform in a certain way. So here's how it works. As we see the numbers 20W, and then we go to 15W, then we go to 10W, then we go to 5W and to 0W. That's where we are right now. So on that scale, the 0W will pump at the coldest temperature. It will have a satisfactory performance to flow enough that it would satisfy starting up your car. And so if you lived in Saskatchewan, Canada, and you were going to buy oil that you wanted to run year-round, that 0W would be important, because when it got down to 40 below zero, that number would tell you this oil will still be able to pump and move and lubricate your car and get it started up, and then the car, of course, starts to warm up. If you live in Florida, it really doesn't make much difference in Florida or in Arizona, because it is never here, almost never below freezing, and so you end up with that a 0W, a 5W, or a 10W in this climate, you don't see much difference. So we pay most attention to the second number, the one that's at 212 degrees. Now, viscosity is one of the most important, if not the most important, attribute of a lubricant when you go to what we call the regime of lubrication, because that means that that film of oil is going to separate two moving metal parts. So it's important for us to know that it can do it and know what thickness is required of film to separate those two parts. The good thing to know about synthetics like AMSOIL synthetics is that you can make one of these synthetic oils so that it can have up to four times the film strength of natural petroleum. So that means, in effect, that I could get as much protection, if not more, out of a 20-weight, good 20-weight synthetic than you would get out of a 50- or 60-weight petroleum. Now, I know that's hard to visualize for people, but it's really true, because you won't end up having that synthetic 20-weight will not be at a high temperature blown away and go to nothing, whereas at a high temperature, you could lose that petroleum oil. It could literally turn to smoke and be gone, and then you're depending upon some anti-wear additives and going metal to metal. So these numbers are important. It's called a multi-weight, multi-viscosity, multi-grade oil. The first number is its cold weather performance number, and the second number is the operational viscosity number. Hopefully that clears it up.
That's a lot of great information there, Dan, and folks are really going to appreciate it. It seems like that these days the lesser weight oils seem to be dominating the marketplace. What are some of the things that have caused this? Is it the fact that the manufacturers are building different types of engines out of different types of materials, more use of aluminum? What are some of the factors in this reduction in these numbers that we're seeing?
Well, a couple of things, Rob. If it was left up just to the lubrication people, then you'd probably stick with at least a 30-weight, maybe 40-weight oil. But here's a little factor. When your oil pump pumps these oils, and you pump oil at about 8 or 9 gallons per minute, pumping a 50-weight oil versus pumping a good 30-weight oil is the same as far as your engine as turning on the air conditioner as far as fuel economy. In other words, that 50-weight oil is that much harder to pump. It'll take that much more power from the engine to run that oil pump to push that thicker oil through the engine. Whereas if you come back to a 30-weight, you'll gain probably, we would have said in the old days you're going to gain about anywhere from 8 to 10% fuel economy by dropping from that 50-weight to a 30-weight. Now, if you take that all the way down to a 20-weight, we're talking about vehicles that are probably getting as much as 15 miles per gallon, 15% better fuel economy with a 20-weight oil than a 50-weight oil. So the manufacturers are motivated to use thinner oil to improve fuel economy, and that's why Honda and Toyota will have 0W16 in some of their new vehicles, because the objective is I want that oil pump to work easily. And then there's another rather odd factor that's involved here, and it's got to do with hydraulic or what we would just call a loss, which is due to a hydraulic action of the thicker oil. Moving the metal pieces through thicker oil takes more energy than moving them through thinner.
That makes sense. We're going to have more with Dan on the other side. Check out the lubepage.com. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We are back. We are live. A lot of weekend shows are on tape, but we are live. So give us a call at 855-660-4261 or shoot us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Dan Watson is with us, one of our experts in the realm of lubrication. And Dan was telling us all about what all those numbers mean in when you look at a bottle of oil. What does the zero stand for? What does the 10 or the 15, what do all those numbers mean? And Dan did a really great job of explaining that. We got a trivia question out there, and it's about a Bob Seger song called Night Moves, and there's a reference to a particular year vehicle in this song, out in the back seat of my blank blank. It's the model year, and it's the make of the vehicle. We've gotten some guesses here, some Toyota, no, that is not right. Mitsubishi, no, that is not right. Dodge, no, that is not right. Keep them coming. In the meantime, we got a question here for Dan Watson from New Hampshire, listening on WCCM in New Hampshire. The gentleman's name is Jeffrey, and Jeffrey has recently bought a diesel-powered pickup truck, and he wants to know, does AMSOIL offer any products for diesel vehicles like his? I believe AMSOIL's got lots of great diesel stuff. Dan, tell them all about it.
Well, when it comes to diesels, AMSOIL has just gone really over the top with making the best diesel oil in the marketplace. Now, in these new diesels, these turbo diesels, and I'm not sure which one he has, but you have to understand these engines are put into some precarious positions because of the, let's just call it the highfalutin exhaust systems that they put on them. So you've got to be careful and make sure that you're running a top-grade diesel oil in these engines. And don't forget, turbocharged diesels, and I had an ad years ago that I used to have that said, a turbo is a terrible thing to waste, use synthetic oil, because it's just sad, but turbos, many times under some conditions, you can get up to 600 degrees in the turbo where the oil is going through to lubricate the bearing. Now, if it goes through there really fast and so forth, you're doing okay, but you are cooking petroleum oil as it's going through there. So it's like a burner almost set up just to destroy your oil going through the turbo. But when you use an oil, a high-quality synthetic like AMSOIL synthetic, what's going to happen is you're going to protect the turbo and you're not going to burn the oil up. Now, when that petroleum goes through that turbo, if it gets too hot and it actually cooks a little of it, it can produce some hard stuff called coke, C-O-K-E, coke. And that stuff is a precursor to what in nature eventually is pressed into a diamond, okay? Very hard grains of carbon. And once they get into the oil, if they get down inside and work their way through into certain places, they can do some scoring on some bearing surfaces without a doubt. So you want to make sure that in any turbocharged engine, gasoline or diesel, protect yourself and use a quality synthetic engine oil. Now, the other thing about these diesels is you've got to realize that diesels run at high compression. They produce lots of power, and they're direct injected, and sometimes they can suffer a little bit of fuel contamination and other things that make them a little bit more of a difficult lubrication scheme than just your average small gasoline engine. So oil in a diesel engine is very important, and they put like 4 gallons in some of these pickup trucks so that you have a large volume of oil. Now, AMSOIL makes a couple of different grades of diesel engine oil. They make one which would be changed at pretty much the normal drain interval, maybe 7,500, 8,000 miles. And then they make the premium diesel oil that they have. And that diesel oil is just off the charts. I mean, it's a recent innovation, newer product than the older one they had before. But it just, on the Detroit diesel test, not AMSOIL test, but Detroit Diesel's test for anti-scuffing and wear, the stuff produces six times the requirement of that test. And a lot of other oils have trouble passing the test. And AMSOIL's oil gives you 6 times the protection required by the Detroit Diesel anti-scuffing, anti-wear test. So it is, can I say, does AMSOIL make diesel oils? They do. They're fantastic. And again, in these diesels today, they are starting to get into some 10W30 and lighter weight diesel oils. And when you're going to start moving to lighter weight oils in the diesel community, make sure that you're using a good quality synthetic engine oil. We've reached the point in some of these applications where to say that it's okay if you just do everything right, keep running your petroleum oil, I can't say that as an oil consultant anymore when we get into these turbo diesels. Bob, these things produce more power than you can imagine. I mean, some of these things are coming off the showroom with nearly 700 foot-pounds of torque in
remarkable.
A six-cylinder or V8 engine with a turbo on it. They're so powerful that the biggest problem they had with these trucks since 2000, back since 1995, with the Ford Powerstroke and then the Dodge Cummins turbo diesel, the Chevy came out with the Duramax, their biggest problem was to keep a transmission behind one that it wouldn't blow it up from too much torque. So they're powerful engines, incredible technology. I don't know if the listeners out there know, but in one revolution, the injectors that are in these pickups, the Duramax, Powerstroke, Cummins turbo diesel, that injector could fire 5 times in the piston stroke, the power stroke, when that engine's doing 3,000 RPM.
Wow.
5 times. I mean, it's just, you can't even imagine. That injector is such a state-of-the-art piece of mechanical, electromechanical engineering that it just defies thought. I mean, they've got these things down to such precision, And these trucks are, these engines in them are such magnificent pieces of technology. I mean, I give all three companies, they're competing with each other, you know, the Ford Powerstroke, the Cummins Turbo Diesel, the Chevy Duramax, but that competition has forced these companies up to a level of producing technology and engines that just baffle the mind. That can be under your hood in a pickup truck driving down the road. The amount of engineering and technological advances have been made. And the deal is you're getting maximum power and efficiency, and you need to use the best oil you can put in there. That's your best guard. Because, listen, just an example of what those engines are like. The average injector, if you have to replace them, costs $800 a piece.
Oh, wow.
Okay? And the turbo, you don't even touch the turbo for less than $2,500, you know. So you got something that's put together as a package, and it's a marvelous machine. But you have to be protecting it with the best protection, the best oil you can, and do your homework, because that's not a cheap piece of equipment to fix if you abuse it. And it won't take much abuse with oil. If you abuse the oil much at all, it'll tell you pretty soon, and you'll be into some expensive, I shouldn't have done that. I should have used a better oil. And there won't be a lot of tolerance to using junk.
Absolutely. So well said, Dan. Here's another question for you. This one comes from Washington State, from Pasco, Washington. And the gentleman is Henry. And Henry would like to know about marine applications for AMSOIL. Does the company make any products for inboard or outboard marine applications?
Absolutely. And let me just say quickly, it's important. Well, I won't have time. Are you going to bring me back
after
the break?
Yeah, we'll come right back after the break, and you'll answer this question. That sounds great. All right. Don't be a stranger, guys. Just give us a call at 855-660-4261 or keep firing those emails, bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dynavite diet.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here. My name is Bob Long, along with Dan Watson from the lubepage.com. And you can call Dan anytime. Dan, why don't you give out your telephone number?
It's 800-370-2986.
And how about your email address as well?
That's Dan Watson at thelubepage.com.
We finally have a winner on the Bob Seger question, Night Moves the Song. That was the name of the album as well. Out in the backseat of my 60 Chevy, and it's Andy in Minneapolis, Minnesota, who gets the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and all of us here at Auto World. And who knows, Dan, maybe we'll come up with some Amsoil stuff, too.
Sure. Hey, you know, I could remember the Chevy. I couldn't remember what year, though, so I couldn't have got
Very
it.
Good. Very good. Hey, the other gentleman in Washington State asked you about marine applications of Amsoil, both inboard as well as outboard motors. Tell us a little bit about what the offerings that are available from Amsoil in that area.
Well, let me take just a minute and tell people that when you look for a marine engine oil for your inboard outboard four-stroke type oil, okay, you need to look for a real marine engine oil, not an automotive oil that you go down and you buy from the big box store or somewhere else. It's not an automotive oil application. And people would say, well, what do you mean? It's just a Chevy or a Ford engine sitting in that boat hooked up to the outdrive. Well, every one of those Chevy engines that go in the boat, hook up to a Mercury outdrive or, you know, even an OMC outdrive, whatever it is, here's the thing. Those engines are marinized. And what that means, Bob, is that they change out the cam system in those. Because when I get into my Chevy and I drive down the road with it and I'm out on the highway and I'm doing 70 miles an hour, I look down and I'm doing, you know, 2,000 RPM. So I'm just cruising in overdrive at 2,000 RPM headed down the road.
Yeah.
But when you go out in a boat, it's inboard, outboard, you got two speeds for boaters. That's either idling or wide open. They don't seem, there's nothing in between. And so the wide open speed is usually 4,500 to 5,000 RPM in that same Chevy engine. Well, the one that's made to go in your car is not designed to run for the next 30 minutes straight at, you know, 5,000 RPM. So you have to change the cam system in order that you don't float the valve to run around at that kind of speed. Okay, so now, when you make an oil that's going to go in those conditions, then you have to make an oil which is similar to what we make for a racing application. And what I mean by that is that you have this measurement that's done on high-performance oils that go at high RPM all the time, and it's called high temperature, high shear. It's a test that everybody knows how to run this test, and most all oil companies run it. You have to have higher levels of high temperature, high shear to guarantee that the oil will survive on that camshaft at 5,000 RPM at 220 degree oil or whatever. So that test is run at 300 degrees at 1,800 RPM to test to see if there's any oil film that'll remain under those temperatures and conditions. So for any marine oil to be decent, it has to have a good high temperature, high shear. It has to be manufactured for that. It also has to have excellent anti-foaming capability, because that's like running an egg beater on that oil at that kind of RPM constantly. And then the other thing you look for in it, it should have some type of actual chemical rust inhibitor in it, not just the oil. And the idea is that marine engines are in a lot more of a humid, moist condition, and they need better rust inhibitors in them, especially when they sit between use, maybe a week or two at a time between being used. So all that being said, AMSOIL makes a 1030 and a 1040 and a 1540 true marine engine oils, rated what they call FW3, that's fresh water 3, okay? Four-stroke water 3. I don't know what came up with that. Anyway, it's that's for your four-stroke engine, okay? And it's water, and it's rated 3, meaning that it's rated by the National Marine Manufacturers Association as satisfactory for that application, okay? So that's important to know, and you buy a real marine-grade oil for those, not an oil for your Toyota, okay? Now, moving over to two-stroke real quick, because I know we don't have a lot of time. Two-strokes are the most marvelous piece of equipment, maximum power. Those outboards produce twice as much power per pound as a four-stroke, but all the lubrication comes in with the gasoline or in the very newest ones by a separate system, and so you have to lubricate the combustion chamber and everything about it that's in there with this oil. It's not like it's coming in the crankcase and you got a volume of it. It comes in with every stroke of the engine. So here's the biggest thing on two-stroke that you got to know for your marine application. We put a thermostat in an outboard to keep it from running too cold. Now, we set it in there so that we can keep that engine above 150 degrees. So you have to run marine or TCW3 rated two-stroke oil in outboards, because it's designed to run in cooler engines, whereas the stuff you buy for a chainsaw is designed to run at 220 degree temperatures in an engine. Those two things are not compatible. Don't run two-stroke oil made for chainsaws and weed whackers in your outboard motors. Bad move. Don't do it. Okay? So when you run the one for your outboard motors, what you're looking at now is, well, how do I get protection out of this, and what am I looking for? Well, the worst thing that can happen in any two-stroke engine is for you to use cheap, heavy, zinc and phosphorus loaded two-stroke oil, because what it will do is clog up the exhaust port, Bob. And when you clog up that exhaust port, a two-stroke has to suck in air and exhaust the exhaust at the same time. If it can't get the exhaust out, it can't bring in as much new air. In the new air is the oxygen. If you don't bring that in, the engine can't run at the power it's rated at. So you start losing performance as the exhaust port clogs up. So using a synthetic two-stroke like AMSOIL has, it's made from 100% ester, and it is what's called a no-ash oil, meaning it doesn't have zinc and phosphorus. It has anti-wear polymers in it, but it burns so clean. It's a beautiful thing to see. And if you look at the most strenuous case for a two-stroke engine oil is in these new Evinrude E-Tech engines. They actually have a switch or a control that they can change. And if you use synthetic engine oil, that engine is rated as pollution-free according to California. Not the rest of the country, but California, the hardest place to get something. So that two-stroke synthetic will run at about 400-to-1 mixture at idle, and it'll be running about 50-to-1 at full throttle, everything you got. And Evinrude says that's the oil to run. Well, the newest Mercury say that's the kind of oil to run. So all the people in the two-stroke world know that the superior two-stroke engine oil for outboard motors in particular is a good quality synthetic. And so Ansel makes the TCW3 rated injector and premix outboard motor oils, and they make the best four-strokes, high-performance four-stroke engine oils. So if you've got one of these new... Bob, do you know how much these two-stroke engines cost?
How much?
You buy a 200-horsepower Evinrude, it'll cost you about $16,000.
Wow. Okay?
Yeah, so my goodness gracious. Can you imagine spending that much money, $15,000, $16,000, $18,000 for this incredibly beautiful space-age technology outboard, and then going down and buying some rot-gut two-stroke from the big box store and deciding to mix that in your beautiful... manufactured fantastic piece of technology. It's almost like it's almost
crime.
Like engine abuse. Like you should be, somebody should call in and you should be fined for engine abuse, you know, for doing such a thing. But it is important for our listeners to understand that today, really today, in this modern environment we're in, you really have to look and see if the oil that you're buying is tailored to the application you're going to put it in. In other words, if you're buying oil for a two-stroke outboard, can you do your due diligence and determine, yep, that's actually for a two-stroke outboard, okay, not for a chainsaw. And if you're buying oil for a chainsaw, it says that this is two-stroke oil for a chainsaw, not for an outboard motor, okay, because you want to do that too, going in that direction. And when you're buying an engine oil for this beautiful, powerful inboard or even that four-stroke outboard motor hanging on the back, you got to find that one that says FW3, and it's got to be a true marine engine oil to protect that engine. You go over to motorcycles, you better find the one that says it's a true motorcycle oil for a lot of the same reasons. So what I'm saying is that you just can't say one shoe fits all these days.
No, you got to be very careful. That's why you should call Dan Watson at 800-370-2986. Visit thelubepage.com. And if you have a question for Dan, it's his name, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Dan, thank you so much for your time.
Moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.